And if you read Ruth chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, you will see that Naomi is restored to good standing in the community. Verse 14 says, "And the women of the city said to Naomi," they accept her as one of their own again. And the women in the community tell Naomi, "Bless the Lord who gives, who has given you this little grandson. May he be famous in Israel. May he restore your youth and take care of you in your old age. For he is the son of your daughter-in-law, who loves you so much and who has been kinder to you than even seven sons would have been." Naomi says, Ruth, or the women of the town are saying, "Naomi, Ruth has been closer and better to you than seven of your own sons would have been. Naomi took care of the baby, of the grandson." And the women said, "Now at last, Naomi has a son again." So the unit title is "The Good and the Not So Good." The good part about Naomi's story is that her life started out as being good. You know, everything went pretty well. The good life she enjoyed in Bethlehem was great. She was married. She had the two sons. There was a plus for her because the boys would surely care for her in her old age. But then the famine strikes. Everything changes. Bethlehem and the good life she enjoyed begins to crumble. The family moves to Moab, which is hostile again toward the Israelites. And this is not so good. Remember, we're talking about the good and the not so good. The sons marry Moabite women, which wasn't good at the time, but God had a plan that reached far beyond our comprehension. And this plan was good, but disaster struck when Elimelech and Mahlon and Chilion, they all die. Of course, this wasn't good again for the family. But again, God had a plan, which was far above. God has plans for us that are far above our comprehension. Because of the dire straits, the three are left in Naomi, the three that are there. Naomi decides to move back home, which is good, and in due course, all things work out for the good. So in this story, we see a lot of good and some not so good. So how does all this apply to us today? It comes down to our decision making, the things we decide upon. Earlier in the lesson, I said that along our pathway, we would make lots of decisions in our life. We make lots of decisions, don't we? Every day, we make hundreds of decisions. Do I do this? Do I not do this? Do I do something else? Do I make a phone call? Do I not make a phone call? So on and so forth. So sometimes, even sometimes we say, do I get out of bed now or do I wait till 10 o'clock? But anyhow, sometimes we look back and say, I made a good decision. And sometimes we look back and say, well, I guess I didn't make a very good choice. But when we make decisions, we don't know if we did the right or if we did the wrong until after the decision has been made and we walk the pathway. Only time will reveal what we did in the present. So here is the reality of decision making. Weigh your circumstance with the advice of the Holy Spirit as your guide. Our daily prayer should include, Lord, be my guide. Help me to make good choices and wise decisions as I make my way through this day. So I hope that this Bible lesson is some help to you. And I wish I would have been better prepared. If I only would have had time to read over my notes, maybe I wouldn't have stumbled quite so bad. But it is what it is. And I'm glad that you were here tonight. And again, we need to remember these families that are going through some pretty tough circumstances right now. And remember each family, talk to the Lord about them, mention them in name, and be thankful that you are here, that you have the life you do have and are able to enjoy. And I hope that you will be sensitive to the needs of these families who are going through these difficult times, and do what you can to be an encourager, an uplifter, and help them as the days unfold before them. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for putting up with me tonight. Have a good evening.